I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we get to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Backers of a $20 billion affordable housing bond measure have pulled it from the November ballot. The move comes just 2 months after the group voted unanimously to place the measure on this year's ballot. And Phil, I mean, for all the talk about the need for affordable housing in the Bay Area, why would backers pull it off the ballot?
Well, this was a big and bold initiative, and it was brought to us by the Bay Area Housing Finance Authority, which is a collection of elected and other officials that had the legislature put it on the ballot. The goal was to build or preserve at least 70,000 homes and apartment units across the Bay Area, 9 Bay Area counties, and we'd all be voting on it. And it was a big one. Right? This was the one that everybody said, you know, could help put it over the top. But it might have been too big. I mean, $20 billion, the payback on that is pretty immense when you get to, after you compile interest and such like that. It could have been as much as, you know, we'd have to pay back as much as $700 million a year. The other thing that really got it stopped is the polling. I mean, Brett, you know, it needed 2/3 to pass, and it was pushing at about 55%. So it was 10 points short. Now, there's been some moves and attempts to maybe lower the threshold to 55, but even then, it looked too shaky. And rather than take a defeat, they decided to pull it off and maybe come back in 2026.
It just seems so counterintuitive, Phil, because you have the effort, $20 billion in a bond mm-hmm. measure, now pulled from the ballot, but still, $20 billion. Who's paying for that? Well, we, the homeowners are, right? And apartment owners,
that's
because
right.
It comes out of property taxes, which will do what? Which will increase the price of living in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's part of it. The other part that they're having to confront is that, you know, where is the housing that we've already approved and we've put bonds on? Are you seeing it? Do you see it? Do you like it? A nonprofit and affordable homes are very difficult to buy because they often come with matching federal and other funds that have strings attached to them. Do they have to be all solar? Do they have to have certain types of materials in them? U.S. made. That all drives up the cost, reduces the actual number of houses being built. The second part of it is that who gets to live in them? Chances are you wouldn't qualify. You probably make too much money. Anybody owning a home makes too much money. Their kids, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But a lot of people don't see any, haven't seen results from it. So you're right. Counterintuitive can also say that we have a big home crisis. And this, would this help it or would it hurt it? You put that all together and you have an undecided public. Now, the thing on this is they're going to say, let's hold it back and maybe put it on the 2026 ballot. You know, they were hoping that a big presidential year this year would boost it. It didn't happen. If they put it on 2026, it'll be on there with another measure asking 9 county voters to pony up for billions of dollars in transportation funding. Mm. So transit, housing, you name it. If they're going to be asking for money on it, and voters are just pretty grumpy right now.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again with Margie and Eric 7:50 tomorrow morning.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.